Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Hey, it's Christopher, and it's time once again for another Bob and Tom Extra. You know, we get you to work every morning on the show. Now, every afternoon at 3, we'll post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home. Coming up on today's show, couples turning to cannabis for better sex, and if a millennial had written a classic rock song. But right now, a classic moment from comedian John Campanera.
Joining us in the interview loft, comedian John Campanera. John's a great, great stand-up comedian, a veteran of the world of stand-up comedy. Started in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Now, Bob grew up in Los Angeles.
Vince Scully was my man.
Vince Scully. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you did?
Scully is funny because he's one of these announcers that loves to read lips.
Yeah.
And he thinks he knows what they're saying on the field. Wait a minute. Here comes Tracy out of the dugout. He's in the umpire's face. It appears he wants to take the ump to Fuddruckers after the game. The ump says he doesn't like Fuddruckers. Says to go to Fuddruckers yourself. Tracy says you got to try the ground chuck, you. The ump says chuck you too and tosses him out of the game. Well, how do you like that? You offer somebody dinner and they throw you out of the game. Yeah. You know what makes me laugh? Is Skip Carey, Harry's son. He does the Atlanta Brave games.
Sure.
I listen to this guy when I can't sleep. He's like Somonex. He's
Chipper Jones takes one on the outside, 3-1 at Chipper Jones. Don't forget, all week long, we got the best of the Duke right here on TBS. John Wayne right here on TBS. There's a long fly ball. Looks like that's out of here. Don't forget to tune in Tuesday. We got the best of Charles Bronson right here on TBS. Death Wish 1 through 25 right here on TBS. I guess that was the game winner. Everybody seems to be shaking hands and patting each other. Tune in Wednesday when the Cubs come to face the Braves right here on TBS.
I love that.
And you know, Harry's going, I can't believe that's my son. He's got no personality. What the hell is he talking about? You know, Harry would get excited over the dumbest stuff. Hey! Check out the kid in the sombrero. That's a good-looking youngster, huh? You'd be like, what the hell is that?
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Over there we have Chick McGee getting ready for the Hemingway look-alike competition.
Hi, Chick. How are you?
Hey, Chick. Looking good and blue, baby.
Ah, shut up.
I can make you happy in a second. Also here in the Napa Auto Parts Studios, our engineer today is Ace Cosby.
I don't like that shirt.
The legend.
I don't like you. How about that?
And then we have Josh Arnold, who's taking his nice lean
work area. This is getting ridiculous.
Now he's brought in pens, rubber bands, staplers.
A ream of paper.
Nice ream of paper.
How many sheets in a ream of paper? 500?
Well, there's a lot of jokes to be told.
You got another basket for your stuff? Okay, that's all great.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
Another level.
Tom, this tray, though, if you can see, there's a label. It's labeled.
What does it say?
Comedy gold.
Comedy gold.
I notice it's empty.
Well, I just got it.
Okay. He's just making.
Oh, no.
All right.
Now we got a printer.
Oh, good. All right. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Brought me in a Canon laser printer.
Nice
you got to have a printer. Yeah,
okay.
A
this is all very
Mulan's
nice.
It's kind of visual. We have Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom news desk.
Remember just a second ago, we were laughing like maniacs. Now, no good.
Christy Lee, what's happening over there?
Well, the New York Post is reporting that more couples are turning to cannabis to boost their sex life. But can your vagina really get high? You'd be forgiven for thinking partners are smoking marijuana to help them relax in the bedroom. But more women are actually opting for cannabis sprays and creams applied directly on the mommy parts.
Really?
Many claim the substance relaxes their vaginal muscles while providing warmth and comfort, leading to better and more intense orgasms.
Doesn't it burn when you light it?
Wow.
That, oh, just an oil again, or lotion, right?
You know, once again, it's, once again, you know.
It's like a vacuum when you talk. Nothing.
It makes the visual jokes look good, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes. That's I long for the
comedy
visual.
Out of the room 10 minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
God. So I'm sorry. You rub this on your vagina and what happens?
Apparently it relaxes the vaginal muscles.
Mm-hmm.
And leads to more intense orgasms, according to these women.
Hey, I wouldn't say they be go more, for it, man.
Wouldn't
Whatever.
They be just the opposite, I would think? I don't know.
What do you mean? I don't know. I'm not a...
Wouldn't it make things lazier and slower? And I mean, like if the vagina monologues had been told by someone.
Oh, hi.
There'd be some rambling story. It would never end. They'd forget what they were talking about halfway through it. That's because I put too much marijuana salve on my cooter.
Oh my God.
Well spoke.
Not to mention the coughing would be off-putting, I would think.
You're not smoking it, Tom.
No, no.
Well, that's my original headline was Reefer on the Queefer.
Hey, if you cough, you're off. You don't cough, you're not off, okay?
Licking pot pie.
Yeah. Okay. You ever heard a vagina clear its throat? It's weird.
Put that in the comedy gold.
Oh, comedy gold. All right.
Comedy gold. File that away.
Vagina clear throat.
There is.
A 23-year-old man from Kansas.
Whoa, wait a second. Whoa, whoa, what? Baby. Was that skunk weed? Woo! It's a little rough.
A lot of women might want to do this because it gives their boyfriend the munchies.
Comedy gold.
Comedy
right
gold.
Well,
we're gonna need.
That's gonna be
slice.
Full.
Munchies.
He's actually writing it down.
Vagina.
Now, are you gonna write them in yellow, or do you have a different?
Well, this is a vagina joke, so it's in yellow.
Okay.
Yeah,
no,
actually, no.
System. I mean, let me grab
it. Should
the,
be pink.
The pink shirt.
There we go. Thank you, Christy.
Munchies.
Finally,
well,
a joke out of
he
this.
He didn't live in Korea. So.
Okay.
Oh, there we go. Let's move on.
A 23-year-old man from Kansas tried to have sex with a car's tailpipe.
Okay.
According to police, Ryan Malik was found trying to put his male member into the tailpipe of a parked car in Newton, Kansas.
Get a garage!
He then continued. Did you say get a garage? He then continued his attempts to copulate with the automobile in front of responding officers before they tased him and took him into custody.
No.
By the way, as you can imagine, his blood alcohol level was measured at 4 times the legal limit. He has been charged with lewd and lascivious behavior. A municipal court complaint accused him of exposing himself with the intent of arousing or gratifying sexual desires.
I bet he was exhausted. Ah, the clowns.
Nope.
Okay. Just bring more stuff in.
He hates the bit. He loved it seconds ago. Now he hates it.
Oh, no, Bailey. You need,
Oh, thank you, Bill. I appreciate it. Oh, this is very nice. It's a new coffee mug I got.
Everyone can see that.
And it has Chick's name on it, but Josh has been written over it.
And remarked it.
Second, please send me a mug. I didn't know about that.
See?
Never mind.
I'm sorry. The guy's having sex with a... Was it
trying
a
to have sex with a tailpipe.
God, how drunk do you have to be?
Well, think about the logistics of that, too. How does he... I mean, unless it's a
unless he's
tall
a,
car
or...
Unless
he's very short. Is he a little person?
I don't know.
Boy, that'd make the story a lot funnier. If he got out of a clown car and had this giant red...
Was it his birthday?
Oh,
because usually the car doesn't allow it in the tailpipe.
It's on the birthday.
Well, have you seen this car?
No.
Judging by this paint job, she was asking for it.
Okay.
He, by the way, can't do it on trucks.
No?
Yeah, they only give him a semi.
Hey! Well, if you...
It's a tumescence joke, okay?
He clapped for himself. Yes.
Woo!
Bring more of the funny stuff in.
Oh, well, you'll recall the tailpipe that girl got her head stuck into, so that wouldn't have given him much satisfaction, I would think.
Yeah, that was some kind of aftermarket giant tailpipe that the lady got her head stuck into. That was awful. So the police had to arrest this guy. What are they, do they have like a big blanket they put around guys like this?
Probably.
And they don't have their pants on.
Man.
Well, maybe they put his pants back on him.
They're always half-dressed, stuff like
yeah.
that.
Well, he's going to, obviously, he's got his pants
he's
on.
Not a little person, I'm okay. sorry to tell you.
If you have sex with a dualie, is it considered a three-way?
Oh, good question. Sounds like
my ace is shaking his head.
He's in jail. It sounds like this backfired.
Oh, I see.
Don't even start, try to analyze it. Don't even try.
The salesman said to him, "What would it take for me to put you in this car?"
He said, "I don't know, 8 beers."
8. If you're 4 times the legal limit, that would be like a case of beer.
Yeah,
that's enough. Isn't that enough to kill you?
I would think.
Because the legal limit is what 0.08. So
yeah.
God, 32.
Yeah, he had a 0.35, I think.
Oh, whoa, okay. Nice. Yeah. Oh, good luck to you, sir. And.
A 34-year-old.
Was he just having traditional intercourse, or was it something special? Because I've got a tribute. If it was, it would have been.
I-I-I-I-I-I-I-B-B-I-D-I-X-L-X-I-X.
69.
Yeah.
Is that new?
That is new.
New?
I think that's new.
Hard to do that with a car.
Now there is happy news to the end of the story.
Oh, there is?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
The guy having sex with a truck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, the car and he are both expecting in 9 months a nice new go-kart.
No, really?
Yes. That's a baby car, you baby see, Christy.
Yeah, I got it.
Your birth.
Okay.
Baby car.
Pat Godwin's here with us along with comedian Matt Holt. Now, Pat, you've been holding your guitar for a while.
Yeah, I hold it all the time.
Now, you were...
That's all I got. Down to one.
You hold it all the time.
He doesn't want to lose this one.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
The other ones are at the pawn shop.
Yeah. It's his moneymaker.
We were talking about this new thing. It was all over Twitter the other day, which is apparently if the idea is if millennials were to rewrite classic rock songs.
Yeah.
Right.
They would have a whole different feel going
like
on.
Like Vape on the Water was one I saw yesterday.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Vape on the Water.
Instead of Smoke on the Water.
Any other ones that come to mind? Did you have rewritten some?
Yeah, I've done about 4 of them.
Okay, oh,
could we hear?
Yeah, here we go. I got my first real iPhone. Bought it from some dude online. Texted till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 2009. Staying in my mama's basement. I wish that it could be forever. Now it's 2018. She says, get a job, it's now or never. But these were the best days of my life.
Dude, that's all I got. I kind of fell apart in the middle there.
You sold the hell out of it, though.
I sang the crap out of it.
Yeah.
Maybe you can get to Josh and get that Danish thing in there. And
Josh, put this in non-gold.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, that's where
that's marked hat box.
And that's yes, hat box.
And that's where that's. Josh.
I'll put that right on top of the go kart joke.
Okay.
All right.
This is once again if a millennial had written a classic rock song. Okay.
I started a joke. It started the whole world crying.
Hate this song.
He couldn't.
Couldn't wait till the end. He couldn't even wait till the end.
He hates that song so much. He couldn't accept a parody of it.
No, I don't want to hear that tune.
No, he wanted. All it did was remind him of everything he hates.
You're awful.
Sorry. Could you go on?
Could you let him in?
All right, hey, come on in, Pat. Be on the show. Perform.
I hate this song.
Any Bee Gees song pre-75.
I love the song.
So
you
anyway,
right
I started a joke.
I don't care for the song,
started a joke.
God.
Yes.
Die early
started
enough.
The whole world crying.
Well, they're 2 out of 3 are dead, okay? Are you happy now?
4 out of 4.
Or
3 out of 4.
Yeah, 3 out of 4.
What's going on today?
Sorry.
But
four.
I didn't see.
The joke
wasn't PC.
Oh, see?
See?
Okay. Can I go do another verse?
There's more?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, do you want more?
No, I can't stand it. Yes.
I made fun of race and started the Twitter trending. The only laugh I got was me going, ooh. But I didn't see.
I thought that was Josh mocking you.
Okay, Josh, put that in the
It was not, no.
Yeah, that's the hate pile.
Well, you didn't have a chance with that one. You were out of the gate.
The brown ink.
He's not going to let that happen.
Essentially a Roseanne bit.
Okay.
Exactly. Never got to that part.
They're bringing Roseanne's show back.
By the way, they're bringing Roseanne's show back without Roseanne. Yes. They're probably going to call up the Connors. That was it.
Right. Yeah. Until they need ratings in 3 years, and they bring her in because all's forgiven at that point. And this is so transparent.
You think it'll be? I don't think they're going to bring her back because she had to sign off saying she'll have no financial interest in the show or any other points or anything. So
I'm saying 3 years from now, a cameo.
Well, I think that is just
huge ratings.
Yep.
Well, they're going to bring in a former NBC news anchor to. Help out with the show. As soon as he gets finished climbing Mount Everest.
Okay.
Yeah, he's busy right now, and then he has to get back and cure cancer. Do you have another one?
Sure.
Okay, once again. Once again, these are.
Turn it up.
If millennials had written classic rock songs. Go ahead.
Big city, it's a bummer. Quit my job once again. Get a part-time gig at Starbucks. 9 to 5 is a no-win, and I think it's a sin. Everybody now, sweet home mama's basement. Where I can sleep till noon. Sweet home mama's basement. Lord, I'll see you very soon. I'll give that a B.
Yeah, that's good.
Put that in the B. Nah,
C+. C+.
Great. Thank you very much.
At least you didn't yell, I hate that, while you were playing it.
Sorry. The top 10 awful songs that were hits.
I totally agree.
Oh, God, that is a turd.
What about New York Mining Disaster? Wasn't that the one?
I loved all those songs.
Oh, God, they're awful.
Yeah.
Well, no, as soon as they got the disco beat, they became okay.
You didn't like those early pop songs, huh?
I did. Absolutely.
I did too. Yeah. Message to you.
Yes.
Massachusetts.
He's lost it.
Oh, I hate that.
Massachusetts.
Yes. Oh,
I love
it. Really?
Yes.
You like ABBA, so that your palate has got a different.
I like ABBA.
I do too.
How can you not hear an ABBA song and not start tapping
Fernando?
Your foot?
Yeah.
It's real easy because
I that scene.
Change the channel.
The Dancing Queen.
Who doesn't love that?
I don't.
Change your mind. And the first in line. Maybe I'm.
Free. Take a chance on.
Oh. I would have moved out of Massachusetts.
It sounds terrible.
How did someone not just take them out? They run them
over.
They're only one left.
To show you what God likes.
Oh, yeah, he wanted them in heaven. He loved them so much.
They wouldn't let them go. Now, here's it. If you want to talk.
You are awful.
If you want to sing about Massachusetts. I think you got to hear this one.
Oh, what did Delaware, boy?
What
did Delaware? What did Delaware, boy?
This tune?
What did Delaware?
She wore a brand new jersey. She wore a brand new jersey.
God, is that awful.
It didn't even have Massachusetts in it.
It's got Oregon in it.
Oregon.
No, it doesn't.
Alaska.
Is it Oregon in there?
I don't know Alaska.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Look at my big Oregon.
Look at my big Oregon.
I don't know. Can she handle it? I don't know Alaska.
There you go. A little Bob and Tom Extra for you. Be sure to catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and, of course, on our website at bobandtom.com. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher. Have a good one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
I think you can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.